Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for May corn down 4.25 cents at 435.5, May wheat down 4 cents at 533.75, and May beans down 7 cents at 1177. Well, we start off the week with another cancellation. 264,000 metric tons of red winter wheat to China was canceled. So that's certainly not helpful out here. Now that the WASDE is out of the way, the market's going to turn its attention to the acreage report. I think on this report, we'll see on the intentions, pretty much what the government's telling us, less corn, more beans. But I think that'll get tempered over the next month or two, as long as this good weather continues to hold. We had good rains in South America, both in Brazil and Argentina. That's what really put the pressure on the beans and the corn overnight here. Canada came out, Stats Canada said they're going to plant more wheat and less beans. Not surprising, not a real big shock to the market. Bitcoin is up another $3,000 a coin, making a new historic high at $73,000 a coin. Again, I don't think that'll have much impact, but I think it's an indication that the world is looking at our debt here in the United States, which is why gold's been making new contract highs, new historic highs out here, and that should put the pressure on the equities. So hopefully we'll see money move out of the equities and into commodities if inflation is going to be a thing out here. Overall, you know, the reports on Friday, we could have put in a key reversal in the corn. We just missed. Could have done it in the wheat, just missed. So that was a little disappointing. The beans got up to the resistance overnight, and then we broke as much as 14 cents off of that. But we tend to open lower, and then we see the funds, if they want it, they're going to come in and buy some more on this break, hopefully. I still have the funds heavily short corn. I've got them short after the commitment of traders report on Friday. I've got them short 265 corn. That's 265,000 contracts, 72,000 wheat, 122,000 beans, 31,000 meal, and 51,000 oil. So there's still an awful lot of fun buying out there if they decide they want to cover here. The weather around the United States, you know, we're going to be well above our average highs here in Chicago today. We're going to be about 65 to 68 degrees. That's a good 30 degrees over normal for this time of year. The rest of the Midwest is in pretty good shape. Des Moines looks like it's going to be 75 today. Then we cool off a bit, but, you know, farmer is going to be chomping at the bit to get into the fields, but with insurance, date still a ways off, a good month off. They're just going to have to wait in most cases. Crude oil is down 54 cents a barrel. That might put a little bit of pressure on the bean oil out here. So overall, there's nothing really too positive out here, but we'll see if the funds want to come in and cover more short positions. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. Again, they should be pretty minimal in beans and wheat, and the corn still should be a decent number. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.